What's up, y'all? I'm your host with the most, so let's have a toast. Leader Johnson of the Foul Leader Sports Podcast. You are here, and we are here to talk about some Eagle work. We got to get to it, because it's the Cowboys next, the next phase of things. The Eagles will face the Cowboys, and it's always a rivalry. The Eagles facing the Cowboys is always a knockdown drag. I mean, I don't care if the two teams are just where they at right now. 2-4-1 is the Eagles. 2-4 is the Cowboys. You're getting to so much. And this NFC East is just bad right now. It's horrible. 1-5 Washington, 1-6 New York, 2-4 Dallas, 2-4-1 Eagles. But if you look at the teams, I know New York lost Saquon Barkley, but really all the other teams have their players. You know, Dak is out, but they still have Andy Dalton and a lot of their weapons. Like, Eagles are always depleted. And so I really feel like it's an unfair judgment of who the Eagles are and what they're doing. The Eagles will face the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. Be there. It's going to be something to see. It's really, seeing the Eagles play regardless is always a challenge and always interesting, because they don't have what they need. They don't have their star running back. They don't have star receivers. They don't have a star offensive lineman. They don't have a star tight end. They don't have that. So, to even see them come out losing 30-28 to the Ravens, to see even they almost beat the Steelers but lost 38-29, they beat the Niners, of course the tie of the Bengals, of course the Rams, the Washington mishaps. But ever since the Bengals tie, it has been close games. You've seen so much fight in the Eagles, only to give you unbelievable optimism that the Eagles could make a run with pieces coming back. And Roseman's on his trade prowl. We don't know what he's going to do. You've heard John Ross III pop up in rumors. We don't know if that's the Eagles rumor, but he is a guy that they could get. But at the same time, they got these young guys. Okay, let's talk about the last game. Almost was a loss. But Carson Wentz, once again, he don't get the same credit he gets for when he messes up, though. That's why I just don't really follow the accurate criticism, because they say, oh, this is the New York, or this is just a win. Like, it's a win, man. Like, y'all got to stop that. It's a win. And the crazy part is, now you're going to say, oh, when is a win? No, let's stop that. Who does he have with him? Sterling Shepard was there. The starting quarterback, Daniel Jones, was there. There's no Saquon Barkley, but there's a Freeman. They have people. They have players. Like, they have the players they came into the, except for Saquon Barkley. They have most of their weapons. They have the weapons to take the top off the Eagles, to be honest, because they got guys that have all worked with each other. They've been there. Sterling Shepard was there last year. He's there now. He has 6 receptions, 59 yards. Okay. Let's just get to the main thing of everything. Carson Wentz, they had their defense, and whether the Giants defense is great or not, they had their most of defensive starters. They had they were supposed to stop what weapons were they obviously scared of? It was Boston Scott. Or was it Travis Fulgham? Was it a hurt Deshaun Jackson? Because they clearly showed they had no respect for him, wherever that guy is. Madre, I don't know what his name is, man. He shouldn't be even recognized. It shouldn't even be said who he is. Because I really just feel like that was unbelievable what happened. As we go into Daniel Jones, 20 for 30, 187 yards, 2 touchdowns, the 80 yard, and then he went down for the count. I mean, he's an impressive quarterback to me. He's just time he's going to have. But Carson Wentz, 43 pass attempts. Let's go with that one. 359 yards. Averaging 8.3 yards per throw with the receivers he got. Two touchdowns. He had the one interception, of course, three sacks. We're not surprised on sacks. Just saying, like, this offensive line is always like, what's going to happen? Boston Scott, once again, every time he gets in there, like, I think people forget about him. He's good being an all-purpose back. I think he's like a poor man's Brian Westbrook. He's 46, he's small, he can run. 46 yards rushing. And he had 46 yards receiving. That's just to look at what he offered that game. That's 92 all-purpose yards. And I just think they should have him returning kicks. I really do. Richard Rodgers had six catches for 85 yards. Flashback to time when he was a eight-touchdown guy for Green Bay. Travis Fulcombe, once again. And what I mean by that is, like, he started out kind of slow, then boom, here he came. John Hightower had a 59-yard catch. He's always showing. I mean, eventually, like, he's going to end up being a very productive Eagle. Okay, Greg Ward, five catches, 42 yards, always solid. Reminds me of Greg Lewis. He really does. Him and Jason Avant, that's what Ward reminds me of. You know, Jackson had three catches for 34 yards until, boom, got hurt. He's looking steady. He was. So now you look at what else happened with Philadelphia. Nathan Jerry, eight tackles. He had a sack. One quarterback hit. I think he's trying to get his stride together. If he does, he could be here. I think the Eagles are giving him every opportunity. Alex Singleton, six tackles. McLeod had six tackles. Brandon Grant had four tackles. A sack and, you know, two tackles for a loss. You had Trevor Cox with two tackles for a loss at the four tackles. Looking at Jalen Mills getting his interception with four tackles. He's always coming up huge. Cravon LeBlanc played solid. Sasan Ridgeway, half of the season, another Eagle. It's just crazy. This is real hard right now for this team to, Derek Barnett had a sack. This team to really get strived because people get hurt. And you have to, I just don't get the criticism. You have to really explain to me, who do y'all think Carson Wentz is? Obviously, Russell Wilson, none of these guys have dealt with what this guy has dealt with over a yearly span. Now, look at Russell. Look at what he's doing. But he's always had his security blankets. He's always either had a defense or he had some receivers. Running back, something. You know, when the Legion of Boom and everything went down, you got to understand, like, Carroll had the guys for him. Whereas in Carson Wentz, he has to deal with straight practice squad guys and undrafted free agents and continuous injuries. It's different when you got an injury that's set and then, boom, you get a guy in there, bow. But no matter who's going in there, guys is coming out for Philly. And let's just talk about the offense. We don't talk about defense. That, seriously, like, look right now. Goddard and Ertz are two weapons. And I know a lot of people was like, I mean, one time Skip Bayless was like, he said, well, Goddard is pretty good, you know. You know, didn't want to give Philly the credit. Like, seriously, they want to give Philly the credit that he was playing with a bunch of guys that played street football, basically. Coming off the street, basically. To be sarcastically right. And now there is no. Richard Rodgers was just used as a tight end. Let me tell you right now. Let's go back again to see. It was Richard Rodgers, Travis Fulcombe, and John Hightower. Let's see. Richard Rodgers was signed back again after injury to the tight end position. Travis Fulcombe was brought in as an undrafted free agent. John Hightower was a rookie. Boston Scott was an undrafted free agent last year. So was, you know, Greg Ward was an undrafted free agent, but he was on the practice squad a couple of times. Jackson hurt. Now, where else are we going here? What are you trying to say about Carson Wentz got 359 yards out of that? 359 yards out of that, man. Are we actually sitting here saying that Carson Wentz is not an elite quarterback. It's just not fair. Put Carson Wentz with Andy Reid right now. Put him with the Baltimore Ravens. What are we talking about? But when he was at his best is when we had Torrey Smith and we had Alshon Jeffrey producing. We had Zach Ertz producing, Brent Celek producing. There were guys on their offense, LeGarrette Blount producing, Corey Clement producing, Jay Ajayi producing. They were reliable guys, too. You could throw the ball to them, Torrey Smith, Jeffrey, Ertz, just three to name a few. And then the quiet Brent Celek. And then, LeGarrette Blount, you just had those guys. When you got a solid three, just a solid three that can get you over the hump, you're a different quarterback than guys who don't know you, don't know the offense. There's no training camp. Like, what type of training camp do you think you don't have? You have a short offseason, a short training camp, and you mean to tell me that this is the group you get? Jeffrey didn't practice. Jackson's not been in there. So you got, like, no preseason. So you got a rookie in there trying to learn. You got Travis Fulcombe is a lifesaver. This guy is, he's one of the best receivers in football right now. Through the last 3 weeks, he has been that guy. Philadelphia's fighting. That's one thing that's their number one strength, fight. They don't give up. I don't care what you think of them. They're going to be in there. They're going to try. When they have a bad game, they go back, and their coaching staff has to just figure it out. I know I go at the coaching staff because there have been questionable plays. No question. They have to get better. But this is not their chosen weapons of choice. This is not their weapons of choice. Like, they have to find out where the strength is at. So now we go to Dallas. And we bring Dallas into the fold. We bring Dallas. It's something to look at with Dallas. You still got Zeke Elliott. You got Amari Cooper. So it's real huge right now. If Miles Sanders is going to play for us, it's all going to be real Sunday night football coming up. This is all going to be kind of crazy to think about. I'm all on this situation. Right now, the matchup predictors, the guy, some people are saying Eagles. I think the Eagles, it's just because when you look at Dallas, Zeke Elliott is not going to be the guy to carry them. He just hasn't been. But he's always the guy you got to be like, whoa, what's going on? You got to watch out. You definitely have to watch out. Because he could be this defensive line has to, everybody has to get on Zeke. You take Zeke down, it's different. Darius Slay has to be at his best. It's time for Darius Slay because you got Cooper now. This is what you got him for. Now, it's Slay against Cooper. This is going to be huge, huge. C.D. Lamb is somebody to stop. So, Cravon LeBlanc or Avante Maddox definitely had to be ready. Nicole Roby Coleman, these guys had to be ready for assignments. Michael Gallup, these are some talented receivers on Dallas. They have to be ready. So this is time for the Darius Slay, Avante Maddox, Cravon LeBlanc, Nickel Roby Coleman. These guys have this is the huge part of it. The defensive backs, because this is a talented group of receivers. CeeDee Lamb's having an unbelievable rookie year. That is a very scary three. And it's Zach, it contributes to why Dak was having such a great season. Them guys can play. So now you got Dalton. Dalton's not as scary as Dak. Period. Not even close. Dalton don't run. Dak can run on his feet. So now when those guys start coming beyond the Dallas offensive line, they're going to eat him alive. That's where it's going to happen. Defensive line, the Josh Sweat, Derek Barnett, the Brandon Graham, the Fletcher Cox. Oh, those guys are about to get down. Like, it's no question. Javon Hargrave. These guys are about to get down. So we're going to see. This is it. And then on top of that, when you get a pass for us, that's why the cornerbacks have to be on these corner receivers. So if you got the pass rush coming from the defensive line and the cornerbacks ready and giving pressure, it's going to be turnover city. It's going to be very hard. Dalton's going to have a hard time. Again, this will probably be the best defensive effort. This is what I'm predicting. This will be the best defensive effort out of this Philadelphia defense. Because with Dalton, it just changes the whole dynamic of Dallas. I mean, they're going to be nasty in Philly. The Eagles are going to be nasty. So now, but we just still have to listen. The receivers, or what Zeke and the receivers. I mean, you got to worry about Zeke. You got to worry about the receivers. I'm not worried about nothing about Dallas' defense, except if Philadelphia's offense can show up. You just don't never know. And I'm serious, because you can't predict it. Because these guys, come on, we're talking about a rookie, undrafted free agents. You don't know what's going to happen. They're going to go down, up. I mean, anything can happen. But to see them playing so good, like Folkum and Boston Scott, to have two guys like that come out. I mean, Philadelphia is not said enough of how good they go and get undrafted free agents. It's just not emphasized enough. I mean, just look at this team. This team, even though it's 2-4-1, this team is running off of undrafted free agents. I got all the love in the world for the Eagles and what they're doing, you know, and how hard they're working. I mean, this is crazy to me. And I know people are saying, but the Eagles are the ones who should be the worst out of everybody. Every single key player except for Carson Wentz is getting hurt. Please, knock on wood. Now, knock on wood, man, because, I mean, Jesus. Everybody. And this is literally, this is the worst. This is the worst. It's never been this bad. It's never been this bad. Zach Ertz and Goddard gone early in the season. We didn't have a Goddard. Goddard is better than Brent Celek. I mean, he's a weapon. To have both of them out, if we had both of those guys in, this would be a different course of, you know what I mean? It'd be different. Jeffrey's come in the season hurt before. But it's Jeffrey and Jackson? Early? Not getting on the field? Don't know when it's going to happen. I mean, when Jeffrey got hurt in the Super Bowl year, Torrey Smith was still there. We still had guys catching the ball from Ertz and Celek. Still had guys catching the ball. Now you look at the Eagles now, the whole offensive line depleted. We can talk about who's been hurt. Jeffrey and Jackson. We know Jackson had his injuries last year, and it's continued this year. Jeffrey from last year to this year, it's continued. These guys just, I mean, but now, along with them, the two tight ends and the offensive line, it's never happened in these last 3 years. This type of injuries never happened. Then your running back is out too? Come on. No. Hasn't happened. Now Ridgeway out for the season. It's just crazy right now. So, right now, I think the key to who's going to hit the biggest game, I think it's Carson Wentz. And Travis Folkum is and then it's like, when is John Hightower? It's any day now. John Hightower has just been catching 50-yard catches, and he's trying to come to that point. If you want to talk about the Eagles and what I think the future will be, Folkum is like J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. Listen, it's I'm gonna put it like this: like it just seems like Whiteside might not be there. I mean, Folkum is 6'2". You know, Whiteside might be an inch taller, 6'3". But Folkum is better. He's just been producing. He's been taking all of, like, and I believed, I still believe in J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. What I don't believe right now, just right now, is that he's going to be there next year. Because Hightower's showing what he can do, take the tops off of defenses. Jalen Reagor, another injury. Oh, man. Jalen Reagor, another injury. Very exciting rookie, and he's gone for some months. You got Reagor, Hightower, and Fulgham right now that look like the future type guys. I mean, I know Greg Ward Jr. is there, but he don't have the athletic ability that those guys have. But I still think he could be here, but he just won't be 1, 2, 3. Just a real, real important asset is just how good this team can be with those three. Because now Carson has it. Is Zach Ertz going to be here? I don't think Zach Ertz is here next year. That's another guy. It's going to be a revamp. It's going to be some money freed. It's going to be some. Goddard is going to be that number one guy. And they can go and get whoever they want to get. Maybe Joshua Perkins. Another. Listen, so many injuries. Joshua Perkins can be right there next to Dallas Goedert. And the dude has proved it. You still got Boston Scott and Sanders. Two young guys with speed right there. Corey Clement's been, it's going to be some guy. And I still think Elijah Holyfield needs to come in to give him a guy that can move the chains and is hard to bring down, like LeGarrette Blount. They're just trying to still figure, you can just tell this coaching staff has been caught from with their pants down because you can see it. A lot of coaches are gone. Some coaches are gone. Key coaches, we know D. Filippino, Frank Reich left, Corey Unlin left, big time guy, cornerback coach, secondary coach. You got to understand when you look at the Eagles that, you know, the future looks bright. I mean, think about the offensive line. Jason Kelce's still there. You know, Peters, man, we'll just see. I mean, he just always gets hurt. It's like it's never. Some of these guys, it's the last hurrah. Peters, Jeffries, Jackson. It's the last hurrah. They're always getting hurt. So it has to be a move on point. Dillard will be the starter next year. Looking at Lane Johnson, there's a big, listen, let me tell you something. Dillard's going to be with this team. Mulata, the way he's playing, the future could be Kelce, Johnson, Dillard, Mulata, and Brooks. That could be it. That could be it for, like, next year, I could see that being the starters. Dillard could be at guard. Because if Mulata's progressing like that and becoming a beast like he is, they need that next to Lane Johnson and put Dillard at the guard position where he can really blossom. And then you got Brandon Brooks right there next to Dillard. You got Lane Johnson next to Mulata to, you know, groom him, and you got Brooks next to Dillard with Kelce. I think that's a great line. That's a great offensive line. Dillard's a very talented guy. Everybody, y'all go again. Jump to conclusions. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside is just not getting used to the offense like everybody. He's a good receiver. But Fulgham, listen, that just happens. That happens. This is not like the offensive line, though. It's not compared to these situations, the Dillard situation. Dillard's a talented guy. He's had his mishaps, and he's looked good also. He's a rookie. He's going to be a Pro Bowler. You stick with him, he's a Pro Bowler. I said this thing, why you let Sidney Jones go? Look what he's doing with Tennessee. Sidney Jones is a talent. But it was other guys they liked over him. It's just crazy right now looking at this team, and nobody can see the great future. So we're looking at the Eagles, man, and I'm just trying to, you know, I want everybody to, you know, if you want to comment, let me know what you think. In the next Eagle podcast, I will answer your questions. This is a new thing I'm doing. Anybody want, go ahead and the message section, ask me about the Eagles. And the next time, I will say your name and I will answer your comment. All right. This is Leader Johnson, Foul Leader. To get more onto it, now the knockdown drag out with Dallas, it's just that Fulgham has to show up. I know it's pressure, right? You're telling an undrafted rookie. But he has to. We need that. We need pressure on this secondary because Dallas don't have that. We need to eat this secondary up because Dallas' secondary is weak. Super weak. I'm just going to put it out there. So, Hightower, Fogum, Boston Scott, anybody going out to catch the pass, Richard Rodgers, I'm just so glad. I just knew it. I knew when we had him before. I said, this guy had 8 touchdowns one time. He had 8 touchdowns with Aaron Rodgers. He is a weapon. It's time to start putting him in there. He was good against the Giants. It's time to keep on throwing this man the ball because we needed – that's the thing with Zach Ertz. We need Zach Ertz. And I don't think Zach Ertz's head is into this team no more. Personally, I think his head is not into this team. It's just, he's not going to be an Eagle, man. It's not going to be an Eagle. It just don't look good. Ertz don't start off like this in no season. I ain't talking about injuries. It's real suspect out there. Ertz is not happy. That's just what it is. Ertz is not happy, man. Let's just put everything on the table. Let's stop all this. Oh, he could be struggling. Ertz is mentally out of the Eagles locker room. Period, man. Jackson and Jeffrey are physically out. Ertz is mentally out. And then he gets hurt. Oh, man. Poor Carson Wentz caught in all his injuries and management turmoil. No quarterback is dealing with what he has to deal with. Not Patrick Mahomes, not Aaron Rodgers, not none of them. Who? Russell Wilson? Look at Russell Wilson now. All the years that he was going through, you know, the team wasn't the Legion of Boom no more, that he had receivers. They always gave him some weapons to keep on that team. And his guys are still there. Tyler Lockett. They drafted DK Metcalf. Okay, drafted running backs that stayed with the team, built with the team. But once again, you're in Philly, man. I mean, Russell Wilson was, I mean, this Philadelphia team, if you mess up a little bit in Philadelphia, it's not looking good. You know, if he would have just in Seattle or New England or Kansas City, nobody would be talking crazy about Carson Wentz. Nobody. And what Philadelphia says reflects onto the other analysts. The other analysts will chime in with it. They will agree. They'll co-sign with it. Oh, man, Carson Wentz. It's like hyping analysts up. Because now you're feeding off the energy of the Philadelphia fans and you give these analysts something to talk about. Oh, Carson Wentz is this and that. But they're not you're not hearing about nothing else. All the years that Andy Dalton was doing what he was doing and Tony Romo, you never heard Dallas say anything, you know. Every once in a while you hear somebody chiming about Romo. Every once in a while you hear somebody chiming about Dalton. But if these guys were in Philly, oh, my God, they would be sliced. They wouldn't even be there that long. Marvin Lewis definitely wouldn't have been the coach that long. Oh, they would have got him out quick. Tony Romo would be out. The butt fumble would have killed his career. Like Mark Sanchez, the butt, that would have killed his career. And then Tony Romo did so many mistakes that would have killed. He wouldn't have been able to make that many mistakes. Carson Wentz is not even allowed to make the mistakes that Tony Romo made. He can't even throw a touchdown without, well, he could have did a little better. He could have threw it about 3 seconds faster. Philadelphia is. And it's only going to make Carson Wentz better because he's that type of guy, religious, headstrong, faithful, you know. It's only going to make it better. Trades, what do I think they should trade for? If you want me to be honest. One thing I don't think is a receiver because I just think they got real good talent with Quez Watkins and John Hightower and Jalen Reagor and Fogum. If you can get a receiver that really can change the game, I'm talking about if you get a receiver, it got to be like A.J. Green. I don't want no guy that's producing. He's a second-rate receiver. He's an okay guy. You know, no. I want a Pro Bowler that's like a star receiver. You don't get no star receiver. There's no trade. But what I think is the biggest thing they should get, linebacker or cornerback. I mean, we got Sanders coming. We got some offensive guys coming back. And even if Jeffrey and Jackson don't come back, you still got Hightower. I'm really excited about Hightower and Fulgham right now because they still got speed and hands. And then you can put Greg Ward in there. Like, I'm really excited about what they can do right now. Like, right now impacting. But the from the Nathan Jerry situation, and then I think you just need more takeaways. Could be a cornerback, because I like Avante Maddox. But he is small over there on their side. I just think that Sidney Jones release was a little too premature. Jalen Mills coming over there at cornerback is big. It's big on what I'm saying. Because the size of Maddox is a good player. But the size of Avante Maddox is always 5'9", with cornerbacks. Then you got Mills and you got Slay. And so now it's like Cole Roby Coleman and Maddox and LeBlanc. Now it's different. And then you come with guys that to ultimately help at the safety position. We got to see if Craig James can do something. We got to see if you got Craig James and Marcus Epps. They're out there in the safety field. You know, I guess that's the way they're going. Then we also got to look at one thing. I really do think if you look at the linebackers, Duke Riley, Alex Singleton, you know, with the exception of a Sean Bradley, whoever they might want to, Davion Taylor is available. But what you have to understand is that Nathan Jerry was a safety also. So I don't know if that will be a place they would want to put him back at to see if it's better there. But he was a safety. Like, they're trying everything right now. And I just think that you can just tell that there's an effort. Jalen Mills has always been productive, whether you want to talk one of the top. I think he's definitely a top 50 cornerback in his league. I mean, he just proved to be such a tough football player, whether he's a Pro Bowler or not. He's a guy you want. He can start as the second guy next to your first guy who's a star. That's why Slay needs to come on right now. Jalen Mills is showing he's tough. Whether he gets beat sometimes on passes or not. And that's going to be something to see what they do here. Maddox, LeBlanc, what are they going to do with these guys? Craig James, what are they going to do? Nicole Roby Coleman, who's going to be their guy? Because sometimes Mills can go back. I think they're just obviously rotating Mills. So I think the Eagles are ready. Man. It has been a real long season, Eagle fans. But I'm just saying, let's just pull the brakes out. This is where I want to go with it. I just think that now with, you still got DeSean Jackson. He's hurt, but he's not out for the season. Jeffrey's not out for the season. Sanders is not out for the season. Ertz is not out for the season. Goddard's not out for the season. Peters is not out for the season. Johnson's not out for the season. So we're talking about right now, the Eagles are 7 games in. Here comes the second part of the season coming. Let's just see where everybody goes. Looking at the 4 to 6 weeks for Zach Ertz. Let's just notch it on 4. This is 7 season. That means by week 11 and 12, we should start seeing some people really battling back. And if the Eagles can get this division coming to the playoffs, depends on how Jeffrey and Jackson are looking. How are they looking? How are Jeffries and Jackson looking? How's Goddard and Ertz looking? We're talking about the playoffs. If these guys are catching and being productive, and that's just those 4. We're not even putting Sanders in there yet. just those four, this team becomes different because you still got Fulgham. You got all them guys in there that's been producing. Now they have the scars and they're battle tested. So now it's depth right there. Jalen Reagor is coming back. By week 11, we're going to see where this team... No, my fault. By the four more games, let's just let it go through. Let's go to 13th. Let's just see by the 13th game, let's just see where this team is at. And then I can start telling you because the guys are coming back, man. This is not... He's out for the season. Guys are coming back. So, man, listen. This is Leader Johnson. Just wanted to update y'all. Also, NFL draft pick. Who do I think they should get? If they can somehow get Micah Parsons, go get him. Listen, trade. Keep everybody to you. I think, to me, Micah Parsons is the pick. Looking at this linebacker situation, nobody's standing out. I mean, you got guys with athletic talent that can be talented, but Micah Parsons will come in right away and impact this defense the way it's supposed to be. I don't give a care if it's a top five pick. And that's why I really hope Jackson and guys like Ertz come in and do their thing, because you can trade those guys and draft picks for a Micah Parsons. You can trade Ertz. You can trade Jackson. You can trade Malik Jackson. I would. You got Javon Hargrave. That's a lot of money on your defensive line. It's just time to go do it. And then you give them like four draft picks. I mean, listen, you don't need a bunch of draft picks now. You need an impact player. And I think if you give them four draft picks, listen, my first, second, and third round will be gone already. You want your fourth? Let's get the fourth. That's how good Micah Parsons is. The first four rounds, yeah, out of here. Zach Ertz, DeSean Jackson, take them. Take them. And give me Micah Parsons. If they want Malik Jackson, give him Malik Jackson. Give me Micah Parsons. You got enough on the defensive line. You don't have nothing on the, as far as your, you know, try to get a not just Micah Parsons. Try to get like two picks from them. If you ain't got a first, you give them their first four. Well, look, give me a fifth, a sixth, and a seventh. And I'll rock with you all day. Or just give me a fifth and a sixth. See what picks they got. They got two fifths. Get two fifths and a seventh. You got to get something. Give me something. Because I'm lost now. I'm just getting Micah Parsons. I need draft picks. I think they can pull it off. I think getting Micah Parsons can happen for the Eagles. Things have to fall in place, but I think Micah Parsons is that guy to go get. It'll change their whole team dynamic. There's a lot of guys coming up. Josh Sweat's coming up. Derek Barnett, people need to give him more credit. Graham is still there. Cox is still there. Hargrave is there. You bring in certain guys like Parsons, and it makes it with Rodney McLeod, with, you know, Jalen Mills, with Darius Slay. It turns that defense to a totally different defense. All right, so I'm out. Great talking to y'all about these Eagles, man. I just think that with their record, I feel like it can be. You're looking at right now 2-4-1. All right, which you're looking at seven games. And so that means there's nine left. I think they can lose. It's a real tough stretch. And let's talk about that before Leader Johnson gets out. Let's talk about that stretch, because I really wanted to break that down. Looking at their time now, you got the Cowboys, Giants, and Browns. They should ice that. They should come out of that with three wins. It should be 5-4-1. Even though the Browns, this and that, if the Eagles are going to make a clear-cut run, they have to prove they can take them out. I know it's going to, because they're playing good this year. Browns are playing good. They play the Cowboys and the Giants again. That's two games that they're sharpening their fangs and need to keep on doing it. Guys like Fogum and Scott got to keep producing. Hightower has to keep getting better. Ward has to keep producing. Okay, then you come to the Seahawks. This is going to be so super, super tough. We always go against them and we play them hard, but they're tough. This is a team that, you know, is producing. Russell Wilson's having the MVP year. It's going to be hard. Packers, Aaron Rodgers, he's playing like a man possessed because of that draft pick of them getting that quarterback. This man's playing possessed and the Packers are good. The Saints, that's the three games. The Cardinals, as good as they have with Kyler Murray and Hopkins, they don't worry me. Like they don't worry me at all. But as in like they can't beat us if the Eagles are not on their game. But that's not a team that you look at to beat you. The Eagles should take them. Then you got the Cowboys and Washington again. So I'm looking at three losses, three wins. That's 5-7. Right? But if the Eagles can win out on Cardinals, Cowboys, and Washington, it's 8-7-1. And I see them definitely taking a division. If they can somehow pull out one of those, the Seahawks, the Packers, the Saints, and still win out against Cardinals, Cowboys, and Washington, then you're talking about 9-6-1. It looks very impressive. We'll just look now. When do I think people come back? I think against the Packers is going to be that one game where everybody could be. But then again, where it's like, I think it could be even against the Seahawks. It could happen. Miles Sanders could be back. DeSean Jackson could be back. Jeffrey definitely could be back. He's been working his way back. We've been hearing about the progress. Goddard, Rager. But by the time next time they play the Cowboys, everybody should be in full gear. Everybody should be ready to go. Jackson, all of them. I think that's full gear mode against the Cowboys. If they can hold things off at least till the Saints. Because I think everybody could be back then too. It's 3 weeks left after that. So we're talking about the 13th. You know, week right here. We're talking about the 13th game that they play against the Saints. After that, everybody should be, well geared. I mean, they should be ready to play. So we'll see how everything turns out, y'all. Thanks for tuning in to the Follow You the Sports Podcast with your boy, Lita Johnson. I will holler at y'all, man. Stay tuned. Watch this game coming up. It's going to be a knockdown drag out like always. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Twitter. It's your boy, Lita Johnson.